again, good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a Monday, September the 26th, 2016, 1:14 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the big debate, as you know, is tonight, and it is going to be a barn burner for everybody involved. The election may be up in the air. We don't know. We need to talk to somebody who knows a little something about this election and is sitting in a very important state, or certainly represents a very important state. Senator Bob Casey of the great state of Pennsylvania, our neighbor. Bob, how are you?
Scott, great to be with you. Thank you.
Now, the debate's coming up tonight. It's apparently going to be watched by 100 million people, most watched presidential debate of all time. What do you see happening?
Well, Scott, I only can hope that the debate will be about issues and not not personalities and not things that don't matter. I hope the moderator and the journalist will keep it on issues. And I expect that they will, that Hillary will do well. She's not only someone who has worked, not only someone who's prepared for the debate, and that I think you should prepare for a debate. It's your obligation to prepare. That means you have respect for the voters. But it's not as if she has to memorize new ideas. She's been working on these issues for years, whether it's working on a strategy to create jobs, to build an economy that works for everyone, not just those at the top, or whether it's advocating on behalf of children, where she's into several decades of advocacy for children, or whether it's how do we not only defeat ISIS, but keep our nation secure here on the homeland. So I think if the debate is about those kinds of issues, I think it'll be a good debate, and I think she'll do well. I think that finally, Mr. Trump is going to have to answer questions that, frankly, I don't think he's had the answer before with the degree of specificity that I think is required of a presidential candidate.
But will that happen, or will he do what he did in the Republican debates and just go totally off topic, avoid the questions, call names? Is that going to happen?
I don't know. I hope that if he engages in that kind of behavior, that someone will call him out. Look, it's not the end of the world for a debate moderator or a journalist to literally stop the clock and say, you know what, you didn't answer that question, you didn't even try to answer it, we're going to stop the debate right now until you do that. We shouldn't be so caught up in formality and clocks and timers that we don't get an answer to a basic question. And we'll see if that happens, but It is a great opportunity to see both candidates up close in a manner that's unfiltered. And I've always been impressed by Hillary's grasp of the issues and also her concern about what real families are up against every day. But it also, at the same time, it also matters as to whether or not you have the strength and the experience to put in place plans that will create jobs. One of the things that's interesting is with her economic plan, for example, is she's focused not just on the broad outlines of focusing on manufacturing jobs and focused on building a stronger economy, but she's made it very clear, and I think Moody's Analytics, when they analyzed both plans, commended her ideas and indicated that if you go to the Moody's Analytics report on Donald Trump's plan, it at one point said if his whole plan, economic plan, were to be implemented, it would lead to a recession. But in Hillary's case, she not only focuses on job creation and creating manufacturing jobs, the jobs of the future that people in Pennsylvania and Ohio and other places should be able to benefit from, but she actually talks in a very specific way about the people in that state and how they could be impacted. One of the things that she highlighted, for example, I think this is true in a number of states that have a lot of small towns and rural areas like Pennsylvania, like Ohio, like a lot of our states, is just making sure that small business people are connected to the internet. That shouldn't be as much of a challenge as it is, but too many too many people in states across the country don't have that kind of access, which would allow a small business owner to use the internet, to use social media and other strategies to build his or her business. And in her case, Hillary said that in addition to focusing on infrastructure and building a stronger economy that way, she said in particular, just with regard to Pennsylvania, that in addition to funding roads and bridges and transit, that she wants to connect 1.7 million Pennsylvanians who lack access to high-speed, affordable broadband the opportunity to have that kind of connectivity. I think that you probably have a similar number in Ohio, probably have similar numbers by proportion, at least, in a state like West Virginia, or even parts of, I'm sure, even parts of the Midwest. So there are a lot of basic issues like that that I hope will get the light of day tonight in the debate.
Well, Senator, here's the question, though. We are in the 40-day mark, around the 40-day mark till this election, and the poll I saw this morning, this is a one-point race, and the polls are tightening in your state, which is critical for Donald Trump, but also could be basically a slam dunk for Hillary Clinton if she can win it. What is happening?
Well, look, I think a state like Pennsylvania is likely to remain close until the very end. I don't consider that necessarily a huge development or a huge surprise. Our state is usually a state where statewide elections for statewide vote for president or governor or senator are often, and most often, I should say, decided by 4 points, 5 points, you know, numbers like that. If you look at Secretary Kerry when he was a candidate for president, or Vice President Gore, they both won Pennsylvania, as did President Clinton twice and President Obama twice. But in all of those races, it was a few points. 4 points, 3 points, 5 points. The only huge win in the modern era, really, was when President Obama won by 10 in Pennsylvania. But 4 years later, the president won Pennsylvania only by 5. So I would not expect, I think Hillary will carry Pennsylvania, but I would not expect it to be by a huge margin, because we're a very close, tough state, and that's just the nature of it. But I think in the end she'll be elected, and a good bit of that, a good bit of the difference will be, I think, in southeastern Pennsylvania, in the city of Philadelphia, but also the four big suburban counties that surround Philadelphia, just as they do in places like Cleveland or other parts of the Midwest.
Senator, we just had a caller call in last hour. When you talk about getting broadband to people who don't have it, when we talk about free college, they say one of the reasons that they didn't say they were going to vote for Donald Trump. They're actually voting for Gary Johnson is what they said, because they don't like either candidate. And they said the reason that they don't trust Hillary is, where's the money for this going to come from?
Well, one of the things that she's been very clear about is, and I think on one of the reasons why Moody's Analytics rated her economic plan much better, and by a long shot, than they rated Mr. Trump's, is that her plans have pay fors, and one of the ways that she wants to generate revenue so we can focus on priorities like job creation and early learning, so our kids can learn more now and earn more later, is to make sure that those at the top are paying their fair share. And unfortunately, we've had an experiment which hasn't gone very well, in my judgment, over the last, more than the last generation, at least since 1980, where those at the top got record amounts of giveaways, and we didn't get the economic benefit for it. When President Obama took over, the country was in a deep recession. We were losing 700,000 to 800,000 jobs every month, month after month after month. And it wasn't until we had an economic plan by the president in place that we were able to dig out of it. So, to the point where not only was the deficit cut in half in the last 7 years, but we're, instead of losing 800,000 jobs a month as we were at the end of President Bush's term, we're creating 200,000 jobs a month, sometimes as many as 250,000 jobs a month. So that, I think our strategy worked a lot better for job creation. And one of the parts of our approach to this as Democrats, and I think as Hillary would as president, is to make sure that among several streams of revenue is you have the wealthy pay their fair share. And unfortunately, Mr. Trump has more of the same failed policies that drove our country into the ditch. I mean, we had a terrible, terrible recession, the worst recession since the Great Depression, and we had to dig out of that. And Mr. Trump's policies, according to Moody's Analytics, these aren't my words, would cause another recession starting in 2018 and continuing. So I think Hillary's got the right approach, and part of that is making sure those at the top are paying their fair share. I'd end with one newspaper reference here. There's a guy by the name of Neil Irwin, who in the New York Times on the 12th of August did an analysis of the tax proposals, and he concluded, based upon his analysis, consulting with a lot of experts analyzing the two tax plans, that Mr. Trump would give those at the top about a 5% raise, five percent raise. The middle class gets 0.2%, a 0.2% increase. That's very generous of him to the whole middle class. So it's more of the same. It's more of give the top 1% a 5% raise, and everything will work out. The last time we tried that, our economy went right into the ditch, and a lot of people suffered for a lot of years in places like Pennsylvania, and we don't want to do that again, and I don't think a lot of Americans want to do that.
Final question, Senator. What would cost Hillary this debate tonight? What does she want to stay away from?
Well, I think these encounters are fairly complicated. I don't think it'll be one moment or one answer. And I think people tend to get a general impression of the candidates. But look, I think that the two major issues that confront us as a country are the two issues where I think Hillary has not only the best ideas, but has the most substantial and relevant experience: economic security and national security. And I think on both of those, she'll talk and answer questions with not only great authority, but with great specificity. I have no idea what her opponent will say, but I think it does give us a chance to listen to both of them very carefully and to make an evaluation. And I think when a lot of Americans are doing that evaluation, I think Hillary will do quite well.
Senator Bob Casey from the great state of Pennsylvania. Thank you, Senator.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go, Senator Bob Casey from a very important state. What do you think, Sean?
You know, just like he said, it's going to be a close election in that state. But Hillary's going to pull it off, and I feel the same way. I feel she's the strong one with the whole debate tonight, and I don't think she is going to take some punches, but I think she's going to punch right back.
Okay, I want to ask, without revealing who our surprise guest is going to be at the end of this hour, how's that going?
Pretty good. I guess we'll have to come up with some topics.
Is she still looking?
She's still looking.
But it's not there. Okay.
No.
Well, we'll...
So I guess she's a civil. I guess we'll just go on the fly. We'll just have to make up...
Okay, I guess we'll go on the fly.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that a quarter till. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Here are some topics from this past weekend. Ted Cruz endorsed Donald Trump after he called Donald Trump the biggest con man he ever saw, went to the convention, got booed, and now he's for Donald Trump. He's going to vote for him. What do you think?
Well, I figured that probably would happen. Booz Cruz.
So what do you think about him, though? You think it's after Donald Trump said his wife had a bad face and his father helped kill John Kennedy and he called him old Lion Ted, now all of a sudden they're in bed together?
Well, I think it's because he's trying to stick to the Republican Party, and apparently he doesn't want to go...
Why isn't Kasich doing that?
Kasich's going to be Kasich. You know, that man is crazy.
Hey, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Jason again. From Akron, Ohio.
Yes.
I still, I mean, the debates don't matter to me. I mean, I don't decide based on debates. I mean, I vote the Republican most of my life, but what I love about Trump, that he's not, he's an outsider, and he's not in within both establishments. And I think I told you this before, my insurance and premiums have gone up. I mean, Obama didn't update Social Security with inflation the first three of his terms. I mean, and Hillary says he wants to run on the assessors of Obama. Number two, she has been straightforward with Benghazi, and I think she owes those people's family an honest reason why that why wasn't security there for. I mean, I pretty much decided who I'm gonna vote for, but I may watch part of the debate.
Well, hey. I thank you for calling in, and you have to call in tomorrow and tell us what you thought. Thank you.
Well, I'll be looking, but I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
Okay.
Enjoy. Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. 740-383-9944. Well, what do you think, Sean? Is Benghazi still out there? We're still talking about that?
We're still talking about it. You know, she's been cleared from that Benghazi. I mean, you know what? You knew she was in charge. You know. You don't want anybody to get killed at all whatsoever. But
so what do you think of Mark Cuban being invited by Hillary Clinton to sit in the front row? And then Donald Trump went out.
Oh, I think it's funny.
And says he's going to get Jennifer Flowers, who was one of Bill Clinton's mistresses, to sit in the front row. What do you think?
Them two are being a... I'm telling you, that's hilarious. You know...
What do you think, it's okay to invite Mark Cuban?
Well, sure, it's fine.
Do you think it's okay to invite Jennifer Flowers?
Well, at least we know Mark Cuban is actually a billionaire.
Yeah, we do know that.
Yeah, and...
But is it okay to invite the mistress of Bill Clinton?
No, that's a little ridiculous. I mean, I mean... that's just like... I don't know.
Is it Hillary's fault that Bill had an affair?
No, it's not... That's what I said. I don't think that's just taking a dig at Hillary.
Well, I guess there you go.
I mean, she invited Mark Cuban because she knows, I guess, Donald don't like Mark Cuban, but I don't know.
There you go. 740-383-9944. But what do you make? We didn't talk about it in the first hour, that Donald Trump tells a lie every 3 minutes and 15 seconds when he's speaking.
I think that's a little ridiculous. So what is he going to tell tonight? Is he going to tell some stories tonight, too?
Don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, guys. Mark Cuban is the Democratic version of Trump. All the nonsense he's done.
Right, but he's not running for president, I don't think.
Well, what's that have to do with it?
Well, I'm not sure what it is to be the Democratic. He's not the Democratic version of Trump because Trump's running for president.
Very much so. The way he acts.
Nuts?
Yes.
Well, there's a lot of nuts.
He's being kicked out. I mean, he owns, what is it, the Dallas
team? Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been kicked out of a few games because he couldn't even control himself at a basketball game.
So you think...
He's all the time doing less than you'd think he would do. He's a pretty wild person.
Okay, so he's a pretty wild person.
Yeah.
But he, in your eyes, is in comparison to Donald Trump.
He's a toned-down version of Donald Trump. Yeah.
Toned down from Donald Trump. So you're saying a toned-up version of a wild man you're comfortable with being president?
I've never said I would
be comfortable. More comfortable than Hillary.
I think Hillary's proven what she does.
What does she do?
Well, how many times do I have to repeat them, you know?
Well, but yeah, but I mean, we're back to this thing where Donald Trump, every time he gives a speech, every 5 hours he lies 87 times and has changed his policies 107 times.
I don't apologize for anything that Trump does.
No, but I guess my confusion is you point out the Hillary, the four or five she has been dishonest about, and I've said this before, she has been dishonest. There's no doubt about it. But Hillary has told lies, and we all have. I don't know anybody who never told a lie. But Donald Trump is a liar. When you can't give a speech for 5 hours without telling 87 lies, and you change your policies 117 times in a year...
We're repeating the same thing.
But it's confusing to me because I don't understand why he is the safer choice.
Hillary in office is both in... particularly in Arkansas, and even more so as a first lady and all, it's proven she can't be trusted with stuff. One of the first things she did when she got in the White House was to fire whatever the outfit was that handled the scheduling of stuff. She immediately, these were civil service people, she basically fired them all and brought her cronies from Arkansas up to take her place. That was just wrong. You don't do that.
But it was her prerogative. It's not illegal to do that.
I'm not so sure it wasn't, since they were civil service people.
I'm sure they got jobs somewhere in the government.
I don't know. Never did hear the outcome of it.
I don't know.
One thing that always disturbs me about her, you know, you said that she's not responsible for what Bill did. No. She's the one that went in and basically harassed the people that... were mishandled by Bill.
We don't know that.
Oh, no, we do.
How do we know that?
She made all kinds of statements about Jennifer Flowers, Paula Jones, and all the others. Anytime some of them come up, she would say, oh, they're lying and all that.
Well, now, wait a second. If your husband told you that these people were lying, wouldn't you believe your husband?
If you were an idiot. She knows Bill from day one.
Well, Melania defends Donald Trump when he says every crazy thing that he says. Why doesn't she go, Jesus, I married a lunatic?
Melania's a pinup girl. She's not.
That's your next first lady right there. That's your next first lady. I don't think she's going to be wearing the Barbara Bush pearls.
No, she's, the thing she's probably closest to would be Jackie Kennedy. In other words, she's there because she looks nice.
I don't know if Jackie Kennedy ever took nudes.
No, I don't know that she did.
My problem with Donald Trump...
But she did marry well after her husband was assassinated.
I think calling somebody a liar is not a problem. I think Donald Trump does it daily.
Yeah.
My problem with Donald Trump is, you know...
Do you think it's okay to defend somebody that, I would doubt that she didn't know whether those women were lying or not.
But I don't know what that has to do with being president. I guess that's what I'm scraping all of their flaws off. I'm scraping Donald Trump's crazy names, and you called him a racist. We'll scrape that off. I defended him on that. And I'm scraping all Hillary's misjudgments and her lies away, and I'm looking at them as people and smart people who know what's going on. And frankly, a guy who changes his story 117 times in a year and a guy who lies every 3 minutes and 15 seconds... worries me a little bit. A guy who bribes officials $250,000, a guy who breaks the law by taking money out of his own campaign.
Now again, you're expecting me to defend. I don't defend Trump.
I'm not asking you to defend, but the problem is you say you're more comfortable with that guy who lies every 3 minutes and 15 seconds.
The other I know has done things that she has managed to hide in office.
Okay, well, they're not good, because I want somebody who knows where to bury the bodies. I don't want somebody who's burying them right out front. I don't want the country to go through another impeachment and removal.
I would prefer somebody that doesn't do the bad things.
Well, she's been a senator, she's been a secretary of state, she's been first lady, and I've never known her to screw anything up. Go ahead, Sean.
This is like a big Ben Carson, can I talk here?
Go ahead, Ben.
what scares me is giving that guy the codes. I mean, how many times he lied? He's lied, how many times?
In the last year?
Yeah.
We changed his policy 117
times. 117 times. If you give this guy the codes, it's going to be the problem with me. Okay, I'm going to use it. I'm not going to use it. I'm going to use it. I'm not going to use it. It's like, you're scaring the heck out of people. That's my problem.
You really think he's going to be the lone decision maker on that?
Oh, yes, I think he would. Time?
Well, that's the president of the United States.
I think he would.
Okay, he is. But do you think he would get by with pulling the plug?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can. I mean, that's the point of being president.
He does not like to be told.
He would be guarded like...
It doesn't bother anybody that he has these relationships with Vladimir Putin. Why doesn't that bother people?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
You'd have to ask him.
No, I mean, you know, for all the terrible things Hillary has done, I never knew her to do dealings with foreign leaders that were against the United States.
Doesn't their foundation have some dealings and receive a lot of money from very, very iffy nations?
Not our enemies. Not our enemies. Because they do things to... Well, you know, Saudi Arabia is our friend.
Saudi Arabia is the one that did the Twin Towers.
And George W. Bush made sure in the 9/11 report that they could not be sued.
Yeah.
So there's your Donald Trump...
George Bush, that just happened. Or they said
George W. Bush, when he did the 9/11 report, he made sure that the 9/11 widows could not sue Saudi Arabia, because Saudi Arabia is an ally of ours.
Yeah, it was just approved this week by the Supreme Court, I think.
The Supreme Court approved what?
That they basically decided that they will not be allowed to sue.
Right, but George Bush set that in motion.
Now, not Bush.
Now, Bush put that in motion back. The reason is because of the 9/11 reports. There were 28 pages missing, and they were the Saudi Arabia pages. It's been that lawyers have been suing to get those pages released, and they finally did. This didn't happen on Obama's watch.
Under Obama's watch, they said that they are not legally allowed.
That's right.
And that just happened this week.
That's right. Obama continued that because he said 10 years later, what's it going to prove now? And they are still our ally. But the point is, Saudi Arabia, like it or not, is our ally. Israel is our ally, and they fight the Palestinians. Russia is not our ally, and that's who Donald Trump is doing business with. You know, they might do horrible things. People in other parts of the country don't always do the best things in the world, but they're our friends. Russia has made it very clear they're not our friend.
They've modified that to the point where we have an uneasy truce, I'd say it that way.
I don't know about that, but hey, thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Telephone number 740-383-9944 if you want to get in on the conversation here. We have a few minutes left. 740-383-9944. What do you think, Sean? You're worried about Donald Trump's untruths.
Well, the reason why I am, because he's kind of got me nervous, be honest with you, because changing his mind that many times... I just don't get it. I'm afraid to give him the codes or anything.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing okay.
I think you guys have a lot of selective memory going for you guys. I don't think you remember things that the Clintons did while they were in the White House. And I think you remember what you want to remember, and you pass over what you want to pass over. And you've always said that, or you've said here recently that you think people will be less intimidated, or how do you say it? We'd accept Bill into the White House before we would accept Hillary. We would be more at ease with her, with him in the White House than Hillary. Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't remember that.
Well, what's your reason? Why do we people who are inclined to back Bill or Bill? Donald, what's our reason? You've been given a reason here in the last few weeks.
Why do people back Donald Trump?
No, why do we want him in the White House? Or why are we voting for him?
I'm not sure. I'm waiting to hear.
I thought you said because we didn't have any reasons, but we would just be less... We would like him a little bit better, but we have no reason.
Well, that's what the callers have said. That's what our regular callers have said. I don't know. If you have a reason, let me know.
Yeah, do you remember the when the Clintons were in the White House and the IRS scandal. When
yeah, but that's not a reason that Donald Trump should be in the White House. Why should Donald?
No, no, no. I'm telling you why. I would not vote for a Clinton.
Why? Well, I'm telling you.
Is that
okay? I want to know why people are voting for Donald Trump. Is it because he's not Hillary Clinton? If that's the only reason, then we got problems.
Well, I would vote for Donald Trump because he would be less likely to come out with these IRS scandals like the Clintons have done in the past against conservative groups and not doing the same.
Hillary Clinton was not in the White House when that happened. Barack Obama
was
in the White House.
Well, she was living there, and you know they're a team. Okay.
Well, okay.
How about Hillary when she covered for Bill during his sexual escapades? She says she's for women, but still she.
I think you've been reading those Donald Trump pamphlets, sir. Because what you're
no, I'm not.
But this is all hyperbole. We don't know that she covered up for Bill. We don't know what he told her. We don't know that she was involved in any IRS scandal. But what we do know when it comes to the IRS is that Donald Trump took $258,000 from his charity,
well,
which is illegal, and he was fined by the IRS for doing it to pay his legal fees. And we also really don't know how much he is worth or anything he does with the IRS because he won't release his tax returns. What an honest guy.
Well, I think he's a heck of a lot more honest than Hillary. What about Travelgate? The guy just mentioned just a little bit ago about Travelgate, and you said there wasn't anything illegal. Then why did they reinstate those people back into those positions after they made a study of that and saw that what she did was illegal?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. We're going to continue this conversation tomorrow because we have a guest coming up right now.
Well, you don't want to talk to me because
I do. I have to get a guest on. We have a guest coming up. I only have 10 minutes.
Well, how many more minutes do I have right now?
We have none.
I've got Trial Gate. I've got China Gate.
Well, save it. Write them down tomorrow. We'll be on from 12 to 2 tomorrow, and I don't think we have any guests scheduled tomorrow but Mary Ellen Withrow, and she'd be a good person to explain this to you. So, 1:15 to 2 o'clock.
A crony. She's a crony.
A crony.
Of Hillary Clinton, of the Clinton gang. Clinton gang.
Well, save it for tomorrow, and we'll discuss it then.
Okay. Sorry we had to disconnect, but we do have a guest coming up. We're going to take a quick break and come back with that guest right as very quick, but I can guarantee you important break here on WWGH Radio. Oh, it's getting fired up as we get close to the election. Holy mackerel.
This is Marianne Michaels, and you can catch my friend Scott Spears Monday through Friday right here on WWGH 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Entertaining interviews with celebrities and local topics every day.
Live 12:10 to 2 p.m.
Hello, this is Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And you know, Charlie Evers is a Marion radio legend. And you can catch him right here on WWGH 107.1 FM and streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Charlie also takes your calls on anything under the sun by calling this number, 740-383-9944. Speedy delivery.
Scott Spears, Bank Charlie Evers Show every Wednesday and Thursday, 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon, and Friday, 1:10 p.m. till 3 p.m. on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Hey, Scott Spears back with you, 48 minutes past the hour. You know what? We did this for you. We're going to postpone our guest till tomorrow. Our surprise guest, we checked with her. She will be on tomorrow. So if that was you, call back in. We have 12 minutes. We can finish the discussion now. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or if there's anybody else out there listening who wants to weigh in with their 2 cents, 12 minutes now. Call back in, 740-383-9944, and we can discuss the Clintons, we can discuss the debate tonight. We canceled our guest just for you, the listening audience. So here we go. Hey, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, this is the caller that has lots of reasons for not voting for
him. Okay, well, we have 12 minutes. Let's do it.
Cool. I'm really glad to hear that you got 12 minutes. Well, wasn't she fired from the Watergate Investigation Committee for lying and being described by her supervisor as an unethical and dishonest lawyer Do you remember that?
I wasn't around then.
Well, I think you maybe should look at that, because that's her, that was how she was described by her personal supervisor, and she was dismissed from the Watergate Committee just because of that, because she was a unethical and dishonest lawyer. Or how about, let's see, what else can we get into? How about the Clinton Foundation? She's received numerous financial contributions from Iranian contributors, accused of being agents of the Iranian government.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold a second. We had to fact check you there, just like hopefully they'll do tonight on the Watergate thing. This is a fact check. You got bad information there. Hillary Clinton was not fired from the House Judiciary Committee's Watergate investigation by Chief Justice Counsel Jerry Zeifman. That is a false example. The claim is Hillary Clinton was fired from the House Judiciary Committee's Watergate investigation by Jerry Zeifman for the reasons you said. That is a false statement that Donald Trump has made and other people have put on the website. As a 27-year-old staff attorney for the House Judiciary Committee during the Watergate investigation, Hillary Rodham was fired by her supervisor, lifelong Democrat Jerry Zeifman. When asked why Hillary Clinton was fired, Zeifman said in an interview, because she was a liar. That is false. The origin is,
well, you have another Democrat speaking up for a Democrat, so do you really expect me to believe that?
No, that's Snopes, the independent fact checker on the internet. You can go ahead and check it out.
Okay, I will.
Go ahead. Okay, so that's false, but move along.
Okay, how about, let's see. Let me look up here. I got some things written down, too. How about, she set up a partner in setting up the deal to sell our natural resources to Russia. While she was, being a partner to sell our natural resources to Russia. That's when, sold all the, radioactive stuff. What is it?
Plutonium?
Yeah, I don't know, not plutonium. Sold a lot of our natural resources to Russia so they can have build nukes and stuff. And
How could Hillary Clinton have done that? She's never been in a position.
Secretary of State. She set up the avenue for that to be achieved.
For plutonium, for nuclear weapons to be sold to Russia?
No. I didn't say that.
What'd you say? Say that again.
The selling of our natural resources. Just look up with Hillary selling the natural resource, or her involvement in the Clintons be involved in selling natural resources to Russia.
Okay, and what year was that?
I don't know what year was that. Facts don't mean anything to you guys. Why should they be?
Facts do matter, and that's why we're fact checking this stuff. Because there are a lot of things on the internet. What is your source for that?
Well, I'm on the internet. I've looked these up.
Right, but 90% on the internet is false. So what website did you get that from?
I don't really know. It's been several days since I've even looked at it.
Right, but that's the problem. Is a lot of these right?
Well, I think the problem is you guys are so far in the tank.
In the tank.
Yeah, and so far in the tank for Hillary that you guys are not objective. You call yourself a newsman, and you are far from being objective or subjective.
Now, how would you say that?
Because you have your own opinions, and you inject your opinions all the stinking time.
In a two-hour show, I do give opinions, but my opinions are based in the opposing viewpoint. Now, if you notice, if you've been listening, we just had Senator Bob Casey on, who is a Democrat, and we did not give him a powder puff interview. I said, why is Donald Trump with Hillary? What do they both have to do to win this debate tonight? Why would I ask that if I was in the tank for Hillary? We had Roger Stone on last week, who was Donald Trump's first campaign manager. We had no opposing viewpoint. Point to that. We had Phyllis Schlafly on here. We were at the Republican convention. Why would we have those people on if we were in the tank for Hillary? Why would we just not be Democrat all the time?
Well, I think you do try to cover your tracks somewhat. You have these people on there, and that doesn't make you appear to be somewhat unbiased, but then when you start talking, your bias comes out.
No, because if you listen to the tapes, and I always implore people to do this, every show that we have is archived on the website, www.wwgh1071.com. Go back and listen to any show, and if you can find one time where anybody ever called in and said positive things about Hillary and bashed Trump, let me know, because I would be glad.
I am not the only one that's labeled your station.
No, a lot of people do, because
liberally biased.
But I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why that is. The reason the station gets labeled liberally biased is because 100% of the calls that come in, and I don't screen the calls. I wouldn't let you guys on if I was a biased station. The reason is because you guys come on and you bash Hillary Clinton. Now, my job as a journalist is to give the opposing...
I haven't bashed Hillary Clinton, because she can do that very well.
Well, you just said these are the reasons I would not vote for Hillary Clinton,
assumes... There are reasons I'm not bashing her.
But you're a Trump voter.
The reasons. What?
Have you bashed Trump in this interview? Have you said anything erroneous about Donald Trump?
Well, I haven't even talked about Donald Trump.
Well, let's talk about Donald Trump. What do you have there? We've heard two things bad about Hillary.
Why should I talk about Donald Trump? First of all, he has never been in political office, which is one of the reasons that's a good thing. Secondly, he has never, ever put our state our national security in jeopardy like she has by having your own servers and stuff like this.
Now, where do you stand
about that? I've been lying about that repeatedly.
Where do you stand on giving the Florida Attorney General $250,000? Somebody who was investigating his case.
I'd say that's probably a drop in the bucket compared to.
Your bias. Now there's your bias.
Well,
and the people
no,
who
stating,
tend and the people.
Stating,
now wait a second. Now I let you talk.
What I'm stating is that's very little compared to what she has done that would ever jeopardize anything toward what she has done about national security. He has done nothing that jeopardizes our national security.
He's never been in political office. How can you judge two people on the same level when it comes to breaching something like national security when they come from two completely different backgrounds? But
do you think that she is really worthy of getting the most top security position there is in security, you know, the most guarded security, when she has done what she has done to this country as far as her security.
Here's what I think. I think this is a very divisive election, and I really don't mind being called liberal, but I do implore people to go back and check any conservative interview we've ever done, or check any liberal interview we've ever done, where we did not grill them on every hard question. We do it all the time. Now,
what do you think about her being attached to the Muslim Brotherhood, for Pete's sake, right now?
To the what?
The Muslim Brotherhood.
Now, hold on, I'm gonna have to fact check that, because I've never heard that. So
you gotta look Huma Abedin's name on that one too.
Well, that's
Huma Abedin is her deputy chief of staff.
Right.
And she's a guy that was married to Anthony Weiner. I think we all know who he is.
Right.
Abedin's mother and father are associated with the Al-Qaeda, and she has worked. Abedin has also worked on pro-Muslim with her mother.
We only got so much time. We only got so much time left.
Okay, but she and her mother both. Abedin and her mother both blamed the United States for 9/11. Now, and Hillary's right beside her every day.
Hold on a second. Actually, that is a false rumor. And where that I can tell you where you got that, where that originated. That originated from Breitbart.com. And the person who used to run Breitbart.com is Donald Trump's current campaign manager. It's true. And if you want to go to Snopes right now, I'm not going to read it out loud.
You're saying that Huma Abedin and her mother have no association with the publications that are pro-Muslim.
I don't know. I don't know her personally, but I'm telling you that I could say the same thing for anybody. I could say that Donald Trump praises Vladimir Putin, who is a negative influence, who is a negative to the United States right now.
Has he ever met Vladimir Putin?
He said he did, but we found out he lied about that.
No, he never has met.
Yes,
him.
He said he did. He said he did during Miss U. Did you think it was odd that Miss Universe was in Russia just a few years ago when they were enemies of us, and Donald Trump claims that he met Vladimir Putin there, and then we come to find out he didn't?
I don't watch the pageants, so I have nothing.
Well, no, you probably weren't looking on the not Donald Trump. You've searched the Hillary Clinton negatives. We know that. Did you search the Donald Trump negatives?
Well, what has he done negative since he's never been a statesman?
258,000 dollar bribe to the Attorney General of Florida.
Okay, that's the one thing that you harp on.
In a speech given in September, he told a lie every 3 minutes and 15 seconds.
Now, who says that?
Politico.com.
Hillary tells a lie.
No, Politico. Politico.com, which is an independent website. Fact check them both.
Hasn't Hillary lied about her servers? Wasn't that said by
But I'm saying this, sir. We've about killed 12 minutes here, but the point is that you're accusing us of bias, and that's fine.
Absolutely.
It's not the first. Okay, that's good. I appreciate that. But the only thing is that if somebody calls in and praises Hillary, if you ever hear somebody call in and praise Hillary here and us not question them, then you got a case. And until that happens, you don't.
I think you guys are all full of beans, really. I do.
Well, what have we said that's untrue? I guess let's get to that point.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I can't stand to listen to you very long, and I listen to you long enough till I get mad and I turn you off.
Well, that's true.
The bias that you show me. So.
But it's very clear that you have a bias toward Hillary Clinton, so of course
I have an opinion, and this whole thing started out because you said we who are voting for Donald Trump have no opinions of why we would not, or why we are voting for him.
And I'm still, hold on, you have 30 seconds left. Why are you voting for Donald Trump, and don't use the word Hillary or Clinton in the sentence?
Well, there's a female who was the Secretary of State.
There you go, you proved my point, sir, you proved my point. Nothing good you can say about this guy, why you're voting for him.
Why am I voting for him? Because he is very successful. I believe he will do what he says.
He's very successful at what?
He's made New York City a wonderful city by building all the real estate and developing all the real estate he has. He's taken the slums and brought them back to a great city.
Do you watch Fox News, sir?
What?
Do you watch Fox News?
Does a fat dog fart?
There you go. And there we go. We are out of time, though. There is no guest. We are out of time. Thank you for calling in.
Well, you know.
And that's all the time we have today, folks. Boy, oh boy, another fun one. Watch the debate tonight. See what happens. We'll be talking about it tomorrow. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Family and how you treat other people and enjoying. You've got to enjoy life. You know, life on this planet.